Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, on the Ground Zero radio streams. Hope you're doing all right tonight. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, coming at you soon. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but so much worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show, where the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists is Vinnie's jokes. Now today, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome the Ground Zero radio audience and also the Kiwi radio audience who are affiliating the show right there at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can click on the little Kiwi radio player right down the bottom of the page. As you can see, it's live right now. So go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and tune in through KiwiRadio.nz or Ground Zero radio, which is groundzero.radio, of course. Now, we are live on Sundays in the United States, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's Mondays in New Zealand, 9 a.m. New Zealand Standard Time, to deal with the context there. Now, we've got some... don't you just love it when people are calling you in the show and they don't know what time you're on? Anyway, it happens. I'll get back to them, whoever they were. So, we are a listener-supported broadcast, and we've been going for 16-plus years, ladies and gentlemen, on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And I believe that there is some cause for celebration of that longevity, because not many people really have it. What's the secret to longevity? I don't know. I just don't know. All I know is that there's me, and Mark Passio, and James Corbett, and Max Egan as well, guys that started off around about the same time, and sort of like we're sort of like peers of each other. So whatever the four of us are doing and continuing to maintain our stuff, in fact, I'm going to get them on a show soon. Yeah, Mark's back to broadcasting now, so we'll get him on there. Even had him on with David Icke one time. He was telling me, you know, he wanted to get David Icke on his show, and it proved very difficult. And David is really difficult to get on the show because he's just so freaking busy. You have to organize a show like 6 months in advance, and then of course you get arrested and are banned from accessing the internet while that show is being scheduled, so you have to delay it another 3 to 6 months. And we did had Mark Passio together with David Icke. I was like, what do you do for your friends? You do what they can't do for themselves. Speaking of which, the thing I can't do for myself, ladies and gentlemen, is entirely fund out of my own pocket, what little there is of it, the entire cost of the broadcast. And it's just basic, right? As basic as you can possibly get. All the equipment that we've had donated over the years, that's what we do with the show with. The microphones, the computers, the laptops, the lighting stands, cables, and so on and so forth, all paid for generously by you, the listener. So if you wish to continue the funding of this broadcast, we very much appreciate it over at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. And we are back on Patreon. Finally, I bit the bullet and just created a new Patreon account. We've already got nearly half a dozen followers after the first day promoting it. And I was just like, oh, that's great. I liked Patreon back in the day. And also, you can now super chat on YouTube again. It took me years to get back to 1,000 subscribers so that I could do that. I ain't monetizing no videos or putting ads on them or something, because that just causes a whole bunch of hassle. So if you do super chat, if you've got a question, we will interrupt the broadcast to answer your question if you super chat to us. All right, so please be aware not to take... not to put in like weird questions or something like that. You know, something that's reasonably easy for us to segue into or something like that. That would be ideal. But regardless, if you're giving us a super chat in the middle of the broadcast, just let us know and we'll give you a special mention. I want to thank all of you who do donate through Kiwi Bank as well. The regular automatic payments are literally how we keep the lights on in the studio. So I just want to let you know that I'm incredibly grateful for all of you who do all those automatic payments through the Kiwi Bank and PayPal and Patreon. It makes all the difference on a daily basis, I can assure you, because it's like this. You get up in the morning and suddenly there's XYZ bills that you've got to pay and you don't know how you're going to pay them. And then all of a sudden, your automatic payments come in, and I've got, oh my gosh, I've got enough, right? And it's like that every day, you know. Normally, people would be very, very stressed out living because they don't know how they're going to pay bills one day to the next. But I'm just like, hey, I'm doing the work, and the universe will allow me to continue doing it. And the universe is you know. You're all part of it, I'm part of it, and we're all essentially working together to make this broadcast happen. And again, the word is gratitude. Those of you who listen to the show, the many of you that I have met, you're actually really clever, and you've got skills, and you've got severe trauma, and you've found a way through it, you know, like... That's not normal, guys. You're not normal. And that's a good thing. Most people are just boring. They haven't done anything. They haven't gone anywhere. They haven't researched hard out into anything. It's just dull. Okay? So that when they do come on the scene and they try to tell everybody what the truth is, when they wouldn't know if it reached up and bit them in the ass. All right? You guys do, and to be listened to by somebody like you is like, whoa, like, I'm honored, actually, to have you as a listener, and you're all like that, and that's how I do the show. I don't know what it is about just being honest and being yourself that makes people relax and have fun, you know? That's all it's all about. Speaking of which, honest and having fun. This might come across a little bit mean. Okay? It might come off a little bit mean when I say this, but I will explain the context of what I'm talking about when I get to it. So, on the first article that we have here today, TVNZ job cuts, fair go to be axed as staff begin to hearing their fate. And over here we have News Hub closure confirmed. Warner Brothers Discovery announces July 5 as the final day. For those of you in the international community, you may not know who these entities are. TVNZ is the government-funded Television New Zealand. It's the BBC of New Zealand. And News Hub is like the CBC or the NBC of New Zealand sort of thing. So the massive state broadcasters and the massive private broadcasters are all shutting down their newsrooms and investigative programs and things of that nature. Okay? Now, I'm sorry to say that when I heard that, my first reaction was... Ah! That was about the whole reaction. All right. Now, when you have these good news moments, it's always a thing to celebrate. I mean, if I had the studio space, we'd be dancing around a big fire, like wild Indians, you know, burning posters of the mainstream media. That would be. I think the appropriate level of festive celebration in this context, because if you're looking at the mainstream media and the amount of abuse, gaslighting, outright lies that these people have been telling for a living, right? They've got a brand new Audi. They've got a credit card with a $100,000 limit. They're living in a $1 million home, and the only thing they do for a living is peddle BS to people. Really? I mean, it's like the police. You know, somebody say, "Oh, there's good cops out there too." Yeah, but those good cops ruin 8 people's lives a day with their traffic tickets and their fines enforcements and so on and so forth, just as a cause of doing their job. So that the one time you met that one cop who helped you out with your flat tire on the side of the road once, he's ruined 6 or 7 other people's lives that day, just a little bit. All right, maybe even permanently scarred them, permanently traumatized them. There are no good cops. There is no mainstream media that's good either. Okay, just by that fact, regardless of how good they are at any one particular occasion, the main rule there is they're being an agent of scumbaggery. Okay, it's pure and simple. So when they go down, it's a good idea to laugh and celebrate it. Right? Right? Why wouldn't you? And people just look at this like it's Vinny, you're just being mean. These poor people are losing their jobs. And hey, look. It's because they've been doing their jobs that most of the people during the last few years lost their businesses and committed suicide. Okay, that's it. That sustained propaganda that comes out of the government and private media's mouth is what really shaped, in a very rough, jagged way, our society to what it is today. And I believe the Russians experimented with this back in the day. I'm not sure the exact context of this, or if it's a real true or something like that, but it sounds about right. The Russians did an experiment on their own people. They wondered whether or not you could brainwash people with 6 weeks of sustained propaganda telling them there's some big threat that's going to kill them. Can you brainwash people in that amount of time just by making them hear that message thousands of times a day? And the answer was yes. As soon as that 6 weeks is over, the population's basically brainwashed. They can't actually discern fact from fiction anymore if it conflicts with the brainwashing. You see? And are we not living in that era now? And why was that? It was because of these people who are smiling while they read you a script full of lies. The scumbaggery could not be more apparent. It could be not more odious. And now, not only that, but you have people who are new to the freedom media circuit who are experiencing now the same fate. This article here, Fringe Station Reality Check Radio Off Air. Peter Williams PR video calls for donations. So who are Reality Check Radio and why are the mainstream media calling them fringe? Well, back in the day in the 2020 election, myself and Billy TK helped to create the most successful conspiracy theorist, base, for lack of a better term, political alliance to challenge the government narrative. Billy got more media coverage than any freedom candidate in this country's history has ever had, to my knowledge, and got the biggest vote out of any freedom party that has ever been accomplished as well. And he did this in like 1 year, announcing the party like months up until election day, and managed to get it in over the line, get their paperwork done. And there was a database, a huge database of massive amounts of people who were donating regularly to Billy TK and the New Zealand Public Party. They all went down and disappeared after the party split with its coalition partner, run by Jamie Lee Ross, a former National Party MP, that's the Republicans to you, who now runs a brothel. All right, now I thought that was a very, very simple and straightforward career move. I'm a prostitute for the government, and now I prostitute prostitutes. Right, this, you know, it's very adjacent, is what I'm trying to say here. And the other part was what happened with the database, which went missing, and Billy TK asked for it back off of Jamie Lee Ross and his Advanced New Zealand Party. But the person who had the database was a woman named Claire Deeks, who had no real history of activism or anything like that. And after the election, suddenly, she starts up this organization called Voices for Freedom. And it had millions of dollars to spend, and nobody knew where she got all this database of freedom-loving people who would be willing to give money for some kind of freedom alternative. But I do, and Billy TK does, and Claire Deeks knew, and now so do you. And they spent millions, apparently, to set up this Reality Check radio platform. They employed former mainstream media commentators like Peter Williams to head up this platform, and a bunch of other, you know, really talented and really strong influences and things of that nature. And now they're closing their doors. What was this, like a year, 2 years later? All that money just gone. Okay, where did it go? What have they got to show for it? I mean, if somebody asked me, you know, Vinny, where did your money go? I go, you see that camera there? Yeah. You see those computers over there? Yeah. You know, the things that I'm using every single day to produce content so that I don't have to hire it or hire a new studio or something like that, so I can keep my costs down, so I can actually keep running, because I'm not stupid enough to believe that I can operate at a really high financial level for too long without being, you know, discovered and persecuted and destroyed, you know, by the authorities. You know, you got to do your own thing, and you got to do it by yourself, and you got to do it as low as the budget can possibly be. That's why I do my show out of my house. You know, it's just one room, it's just dedicated. This is where I do my work. And it's all been set up. It's all perfect, so I can just get down, get a show going in just a few minutes. You know, somebody calls me out of the blue. Hey, Vinny, badly need to get on the radio right now. It's an emergency situation. I'm in Christchurch. There's an earthquake going on. Okay. And we're live. Right? That kind of thing. Costs very, very little by comparison to paying a tech guy, paying the talk radio show host, paying for the facilities that they use, and so on and so forth, right? they don't seem to understand that. They think that if you become alternative, that there's enough of an audience there. The alternative community could maybe be like maybe 1% of the population. All right? You're trying to appeal to 1% of the population in order to collect your revenue for your longevity. And I scarcely believe that it's necessarily a very good idea or even necessarily possible. Because if you're working real hard for truth, you'll notice that there are very few financial rewards, generally speaking, involved with it. And when you do get them, it's because you need them. You don't even, sometimes you don't even know what you need, that 10 grand or that 13 grand or something like that. You know, occasionally you get really ridiculously, massively supportive donations, and then they're all gone very soon after because you realize, oh, that's what I needed. Oh, I needed this and I needed that. And slate's clean and you're back to zero. And your automatic payments, the regular payers and stuff like that, that is how you basically pay the bills on a day-to-day. Whenever you need to expand your operation or if something breaks down or goes wrong, that's when you need to ask for donations really specifically and drive for that. So the concept that Reality Radio had with their stolen database and recruiting mainstream media people who really don't know the truth, and a bunch of these new influencers who haven't been broadcasting for very long, I was just like, yep, I see their days are numbered. The second they even so much as announced that they were going to do this, and be like, yep, that's going to fall apart reasonably quickly. And it did. And it has. Right? Sorry, this is the one thing that you really don't ever want to hear from a conspiracy theorist. I told you so. Right, now, Reality Check Radio never, ever once contacted me to do an interview, even though I was arrested protesting COVID, held for 28 hours in solitary confinement, 6 weeks of bail conditions, including no internet or a mobile-capable device. Did they even so much as mention me? No. Okay, so that's the thing. There are people who come into this movement and they have rose-coloured glasses on. You think just suddenly now, because you know the truth, that everybody is on the same page as you? I'm sorry, I have had laptops stolen, an iPod stolen, money stolen. I have had cables and microphones stolen and things like that by people in the truth movement that you think you can trust. Okay? And that's just the physical items that I've lost. There's the emotional and psychological items, like a lack of anxiety that I've lost. Like my trustingness, my hope. You see, this is what these people take from you. They come into the freedom movement, and it's not a freedom movement, it's a truth movement, because if you don't have freedom, you can't have if you don't have truth, you can't have freedom, right? And they just do things. Right. They have a marketing strategy, and they try to get as much bang for their buck as they possibly can. But you don't know who you're dealing with. You know, it's like these people have never heard of the New World Order. Like, they never heard of the Trilateral Commission, the Freemasons, Committee of 300. None of this ringing a bell? No? My gosh, what are you trying to do? The best that you're going to do is tell the truth about some things that don't really have any context and don't really push the game forward any. All right. Now, that being said, even though Reality Check Radio, I know where it came from, I really did try to support them a little bit. okay, shared links out and gave them props and what have you. But now that they're failing, this brings me on to another very important element in the equation, longevity. Okay, there are a lot of people I have seen come and go because they don't, for some reason or another, think that trying to stop humanity getting exterminated by ruthless criminal sociopathic scumbaggery is a worthwhile endeavor. Enough of a endeavor that's worthwhile to give up their comfort, to give up their safety, to give up their security in order to do what they know on a gut level is morally right. Okay? That's just it. Some people are just too fragile. If you go out and you're speaking the truth and you're speaking it harsh and stuff like that, and then you go, oh, but the trolls are so terrible to me and stuff like that. Just like, you're too weak to be in this game. Get the hell out of here before you mislead and waste people's time any further. All right? Now, secondly, if you go, man, that's really harsh and stuff like that, but it's just part of the job. I wish I could do something about it. Ask somebody who knows, like me. Vinny, how do you deal with all the trolls and the scumbaggery pieces of crap that are on my feed all the time, giving me huge amounts of abuse and gaslighting and narcissistic, sadistic, freaking psychopathic abuse? Well, have you tried the block button? It's a remarkable device. Okay, it takes me like a week to scroll to the bottom of my Facebook block list. I keep my block hand strong. Whoosh, all right. Somebody come out there trying to, you know, give you some kind of abuse and get you riled up or something like that. Excuse me, mate, I'm trying to help people here. I'm trying to have a fun time here. I'm trying to make people stop thinking about suicidal thoughts by making jokes and whatnot here, and I can only really do that if I'm happy, and I can't be happy with your narcissistic, trolling, sadistic frickin' abuse. Okay? So, the block hand comes up, the scum is gone, and the next scum that comments, there's two types of trolls. There's the one who say that one little quippy comment that really gets under your skin, and then you block, and then, because you can't reply to them then. I'm going to tell you the secret, okay? People who aren't telling you the truth, okay? People who are just straight up lying about you and being really rude and being dicks, they're not worth your time and they're not worth your consciousness space, all right? There's going to be many people in this world who are going to be your critics. And the more you listen to them, the more likely it is that you'll become one of them. You'll become critical of yourself. You won't believe in yourself. You won't recognize how awesome you truly are. Okay? You say, take DK Spiracy in the chat, for example. This guy, unbelievably awesome. Okay? Just give the man beers and away he goes. All right? And he can riff on practically any topic. This is somebody who believes in themselves. This is somebody who knows who they are. This is somebody who makes valuable content. This is somebody who has fun while they're doing what they're doing with the means that they have available. He streams 24 hours a day, bro. Do you have any idea how many other people in New Zealand have done that? Zero. Absolutely zero other people have ever done that, because of the difficulty of the planning and the context and so on and so forth. He's doing it practically all by himself. And the same was true of me back in the day when I first got into this and fully energetic and stuff like that. I had more YouTube subscribers than the New Zealand Herald TV YouTube channel. Okay, the New Zealand Herald's been around for like 180 years or something. At that point, that I was eclipsing them by the content that I was making. I made 700 videos in 2 years. That's almost a video a day. Okay? More than. You think that kind of work goes unnoticed by people? You think it doesn't have an impact? It does. Okay? Just the fact that you are there doing what you're doing and believing in yourself helps people to not be so depressed, not feel so alone, not feel so suicidal, and it might even inspire them of that wellspring within themselves to create their own content and do what they know to be right in the world. I've just got a call here from somebody. One second, guys. Hello. Hey, Billy. I'm on the show, bro. Yeah. Okay. I'll call you back later. Cheers, bro. Bye-bye. All right. That's Billy TK there. And we've been doing the River of Lies, the New Zealand Scamdemic. Let me get that microphone out of the way. The River of Lies, the New Zealand Scamdemic, an investigative documentary. If you go to riveroflies.co.nz, there is this doco that we're making. And I swear to, you know, I'm going to say I swear to God, Billy TK is the best person to work with. All right, just the best. He's fun. He's focused. He's complimentary. He's organized. He's appreciative and he's direct. You know, it's all those things. He's a man who commands respect, and I'm very grateful that he's asked me to help him edit the episode 2 of River of Lies. And you know, I remember back in the day, I was just like, oh my God, I'm getting a call by Billy TK, you know, you know, fanboying a little bit because of how much he's done for this country, like already in such a short period of time. It's masterful. And the movement really needed somebody like him, and really does need these documentaries from the New Zealand context, because there's so many Kiwis out there who still don't have a handle on what actually happened to them over those years, you know? And that's just sad, I think. People need, they need to be well informed. And when the media and the government won't do that for you, responsibilities fall to other people. I met a real estate agent the other day named Juan, and he was from Argentina. And he remembers being back in Argentina, and the saying goes that if the media and the government are saying the same thing, something is up. All right? If the media and the government are saying the same thing, oh, something is up. Yeah. And that's what he told me. And I think it's a great lesson that you have from people from former dictatorships and things of that nature. Because they've seen what dictatorship is. They've seen what it brings. They know what it looks like. So when you come to a so-called free country, and you realize that you're seeing all the same things happening, what kind of a disillusionment is that? And this is another thing about people who are trying to get out of New Zealand or trying to get out of the United States or so on and so forth. It's just that there really isn't escape from a new world order. You have to defeat it, okay? You have to prepare yourself for a war. And this war that we're fighting has multiple different battlefields, and it all depends upon what kind of soldiery you like to engage in, because part of the war effort is the propaganda arm, and part of the war effort is the boots on the ground. Part of the war effort are the people who are the supporting personnel for those boots on the ground. So that, you know, like if soldiers go out to battle and stuff like that, they don't come back to nothing and they're starving and they're filthy. No, you need somebody who's set up a hospital and set up kitchens and showers and bunk beds and things like that. So when your soldiers rotate back after their deployment, they have somewhere that's safe where they can rest and recuperate and resupply before they go back out and do their jobs. And Hollywood gives so much prop to all those people on the front lines, as if those people on the front lines would ever get there or would ever survive their first engagement without the people backing them up. And that's what a lot of you guys are who listen to shows like mine and networks like Ground Zero Radio. You guys are one of the most important parts of any war effort, is that you're supporting those people who are on the front lines of the media arm. Okay, now I know personally, and there are a lot of people around New Zealand and around the world who aren't going to take lightly somebody trying to exterminate them. And they have ways and means and experience of dealing with entities like that in a very decisive manner. And they're just waiting for the day, you know? And what if the day never comes? Right? What if the day never comes? What if you've been preparing for something to go bad and it goes bad so slowly that there was never a day where you could actually get out and do something to resist it or whatever, you know? What if the New World Order has got their plans so well in place that they know exactly to the point where they can push people before they'll start resisting, and then once they reach that point, they taper it back a little bit, give people a little bit of a rest period, don't stress out the cows too much, bro. And then as soon as everybody's feeling lull and the economic crisis is over and the such and such and what a crisis is up, boom, they hit you with another crisis right in the a-hole. Okay, and that hurts when you're paying attention, right? I think it was 9/11, 2008 financial crisis, elections and pandemic, you know, those kind of things. If you can remember, if you were there, if you saw it, if you experienced it, and you didn't forget it, that's the most important part. That's the burden that you carry with you all the time, because this was important enough for you to actually commit to memory, wasn't it? The whole gamut of crisis and people reacting to the crisis and then a solution being proposed for the crisis, which makes it even more crisisical, if that's even a word. I just thought it was funny. Anyway, that knowledge that you have of things deliberately going wrong is a very important lesson, okay? Even now, in the truth movement, you have people who are like, I can't believe that they're going to do it. Even Billy TK sometimes is like, oh, I just can't believe that they do this, Vinny. You know, it's like, why not, Billy? You know what a psychopath is. You know that there's a possibility of some kind of demonic incursion happening at this plane of existence where dark entities are possessing people and coming in and taking control of everything, you know. Like, why is anything a surprise? It's not surprise, guys. It's shock and disillusionment, probably. Okay? For example, if you've got faith in a religion or whatever, and you realize that that religion is way, way too orthodox for you, and that it's misleading the sheep, as religions often do, you have to stand up and say, no, 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 no. Something's very wrong here. Something's being misused here. What exactly can I do about it? This is when people leave their churches, you know? And it depends on your church, because it's all about faith, all right? If you believe in government, you have faith in government, okay? Because it's actually a religion. It's a religious idea. It's called Statonism. And the context here behind all these Statonists is when their illusion is popped. Okay? It's, you know, like, here's my big illusion that I based all my beliefs on and based all my life on, and then all of a sudden, it's gone, and you don't have the ability to reconcile that anymore because you're now absorbing truth. That is a terrible place to be because you become faithless, all right? Now faith in Satanism or the Vatican or government or something of that nature might be faith that you really could do without. However, there's the concept of just having faith in general. You know? I have faith. Faith in what, Vinny? You have faith in the government? Nope. You have faith in the media? Nope. You got faith in the people? Nope. Well, what do you got to have faith in there? I have faith that everything's going to work out exactly as it will work out. Okay? There was Marcus Aurelius, Stoic philosopher, last of the five great emperors. He says, don't wish for things to turn out as you want them to. Wish for them to turn out as they do. The lack of disappointment, okay? And isn't that something the villain always says to their henchman that turns against them? I'm disappointed in you. Maybe the government's disappointed in me, you know? Vinny, you really should have been a shock jock, you know, making people feel afraid left, right, and centre, and yelling at them, angry, and crying, and carrying on, and stuff like that. Really manipulating the audience and getting them into a bad headspace so that they just kind of like get angry and stuff, and don't get over their trauma and go through the bargaining, the depression, and the acceptance phases. You know, Vinny, you could have been doing that this whole time, and you would have been rich. You would have been powerful. You would have been so influential and had umpteen frickin' shallow friends that don't really know who you are and don't really care about you even if they did. Why didn't you do that? It's because it just didn't vibe with me. Okay? At the end of the day, if you've had too much Bill Hicks, too much Alex Jones, and too much weed, the things that motivate other people who haven't had any of those things are remarkably different to you. I've just become sort of like, I want to philosophize. I want to converse. I want to teach. And I want to learn. You know, right in that precipice, that little cusp right there in between student and teacher. Being able to teach very well, but also being able to learn with the same ease. Because we're never done learning, are we? I mean, it's been some time, actually. This is I'm not sure what it was. It might have been stress, it might have been apathy, it might have just been a strict calculated conclusion. But I don't listen to any shows anymore. I don't watch documentaries anymore. Like, not anywhere near as much as I used to. I used to be listening to 3 to 6 hours of podcasts and radio shows a day, and a documentary or two, and maybe a video or a few in there as well. That was what my daily intake was for a couple of years. Just like, download it all into my brains, you know? And when you do that, you have a radical realignment of your thinking. And it wasn't all work at that point. After you start working, the amount of stuff that you start listening, that you keep listening to, sort of droops down because you become so busy with what you've done. You've taken what these people have taught you. Okay? And then you have run with it. That's all people, I think, really need to do in this movement, is just take the knowledge that other people have given you and run with it. Yeah, see what you can do. Well, the only thing you can guarantee is if you do nothing, nothing will happen. So just do something. Anything. You know? buy a megaphone, like $100 or something like that. Even get a small one and just film yourself saying a few things through the megaphone outside some scumbaggery institution that you don't like very much. Something as simple as that can really change how you feel about what you're doing. And the older you are, the better that is, I think, because you've got many, many years of knowledge, and usually over those years, you haven't had anybody listening to you. So you haven't actually been able to get that knowledge out. You haven't been able to sit at a microphone and just pontificate for a couple of hours before until you just go like, ah, man, I got that all off my chest. All right, I got to tell you, it's great. It's a fantastic feeling just to be able to get stuff off your chest and have an audience that listens to you and cares, you know, that kind of thing. It's fantastic. And people deprive themselves of that joy on a constant basis. Why? It's because of fear or trepidation or something like that. All right, what if I told you that you're going to die in 6 months' time, okay? So if you ever want to do anything before you die, start doing it now. You want to do talk radio? You want to make videos? You want to do a podcast or something of that nature? Do it. You don't need no training. You don't need nobody to help you. Just go ahead and do it. Don't let the fear of failure get you. At least you'll know. You'll be like, oh, I tried talk radio for about 3 months and then I just gave up. It was just too hard. It's just, see? All right, at least you gave it a go. And so many people don't give it a go. And I think that the universe brought you here for a reason. Okay? And you owe it to existence to find out what that reason is and try to fulfill that role. Otherwise, the universe would be incomplete. The universe is incomplete if you, just you, don't fulfill your purpose for being here. Really, that's my feeling on it. And so all the ideas, creative or whatever that you've got in your heads, you've got an obligation to manifest that into the three-dimensional universe for everybody to see, for everybody to critique, for everybody to be inspired by its ideas. I know a lot of you are just trying to think of the word here. I keep coming up the words balls deep into your art. Man, some of the stuff you guys draw, some of the things you write. Wow. People need to see that. People need to know that. People need to have heard about it. And people need recognition for what they do. I believe it very strongly that, you know how everybody is to say, oh, that kid's just crying, he's just looking for attention. Why not give it to them? If people are saying that they need attention, maybe there's a reason for it. Now, sometimes that reason is just borderline personality disorder. Oh, well, I'm just making up stuff as I go along and everything just seems too quiet and what have you. Let me just create a bit of chaos over here. It's like, what are you doing? All right, that's not ordering the world. You're not constructing anything. You're not making anything. You're not making the world a better place by bitching about the things that are currently going on. You know, like telling yourself bad things or, oh, I'm so useless and stuff like that. Look at what you've done. All right, it's very difficult to point out anybody I know from the show who's like anybody else from the show in terms of their life achievements. They're all completely individual. None of them have ever had the same job that I've talked to. None of them have ever created the same kind of artwork or anything. You're all like this infinite, unique expression of infinite consciousness, each and every one of you. And I'm amazed at some of the stuff that I've been shown by you guys. And I continue to be consistently astounded by how awesome you are. And that's not me just blowing smoke up your ass or whatever. That's just a fact. If you don't think you're awesome, you're not in tune with the facts, sweetheart. Okay? Yes, you freaking are. You're like borderlining amazing. So stop telling yourself these little excuses for not doing what you think is right. Stop degrading all the amazing things that you do and say, oh, it's not that great. Yes, it is. Do it again. Make it better. That's all you got to tell yourself after you create anything. Hey, that was great. I'm going to do it again and do it better. And you just do that for the whole life. And the things that you'll create. I swear. That's, I think, one of the most important realizations that I've ever had. Hey, I'm actually awesome. Hey, my stuff's actually good. Hey, I need to keep actually doing this because it's worth doing. Because otherwise, I might become some kind of dead mainstream media entity. All right? Some person on a fringe radio station that lost their gig and what have you. It's like, nah, man. There's something different about us. There's something different about this network, groundzero.radio, which, by the way, if you haven't got the groundzero.radio app on your phone, you don't know what you're missing. Oh, yes. Go get that puppy right there on groundzero.radio and enjoy it. All right, in a conehead sense of the word, we will enjoy it. I think that the network has brought together this infinitely fabulous cadre of hosts. As soon as my show's over, another show's on. And it's just as good, if not better, in some ways. And that feels really good to me. I remember I was on a radio network one time and I was listening to the show that was on before me. And a guy was literally reading from the Bible. Oh, come on, man. Come on. All right. Talk radio is about the banter. It's about the energy. It's about the fun. It's about the learning. And I don't think that necessarily sitting there and reading things that other people have wrote, you know, I'm not sure if I'm judging this correctly, because it's each to their own, of course. But that, to me, sounded like bad talk radio. You know? That sounded like bad talk radio. It didn't keep me engaged. I was like, this is the network that I'm on. This is who's on before me. Really? Oh, no. No, no. No, 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 no. So that was kind of like this breath of fresh air, because I think it was like, what's her name? Republic Broadcasting, operating out of Texas. I asked them for a slot. They so graciously gave me one. I was very grateful for all the time I had on that network. And then they had somebody else that wanted to pay to take that slot instead of giving it to me for free. And so they gave me my notice to leave, and I did. And I was very grateful for all the time that I had there. And then I was just like, okay, Vinnie Eastwood Show needs a new home. And then Mike Sherwin, my producer for this show at Ground Zero Radio, saw that post on Facebook, put me in touch with Rob Davenport and Clyde Lewis, and you know, the rest is history, and now I'm here, and it was just like, wow, I've worked so hard over all the years to do a good show and to make it fun and make it entertaining, make it inspiring, and to just be recognized and be like, yeah, you're a good foot for the network and stuff. That was like, oh, so sweet. So sweet. And I think there's a lot to be said for that, because there's so many good and wonderful people around the world, and this radio network really does help to bring them to the fore. Now, with all that being said, guys, I think it's been a heck of a show today. We covered a wee bit of ground, And again, I just want to say thank you to all of those of you who do donate to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com with the KiwiBank, PayPal and Patreon. Now, additionally, for those of you who are on the radio audience or you haven't heard this before, I would really love it if you could go through our social media apparatus, the Vinnie Eastwood Show on YouTube, the Vinnie Eastwood Show on Facebook, the Vinnie Eastwood Show on Twitch, Vinnie Eastwood Show on Rumble and Telegram and BitChute and Odyssey, and of course the One Great Work Network, where I'm still archiving some of these shows there. And I think that having a broad spectrum of platforms really does help to get the message out there. So if you do want to follow us on any of those platforms, please do. That's Vinnie Eastwood on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Rumble, Telegram, BitChute, Odyssey, and the One Great Work Network. If you could go and follow me there, guys, it would really, really help the show, and tell other people about it. Share shows with them. If this was a particularly inspiring or enlightening episode, or it had a great guest or something like that, there's no advertising budget for the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Okay, so you guys are the advertisers, you guys are the worker agents that are out there pouring this poison of the Vinnie Eastwood Show into people's unsuspecting ear places. So thank you so much for doing that, and thank you all of those of you who support us on Patreon and through PayPal and KiwiBank respectively. Those automatic payments really help, as do the super chats that we get on YouTube. And I want to have a shout out to everybody in the chat rooms. We've got Nagushka on the Twitch and Radio NZ as well. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us there on the Twitch, and of course Billy TK on the Facebook there. Hopefully he that was only like a couple of minutes ago, so it was pre the phone call that he did that interrupted the broadcast. But YouTube seems to be going quite significantly better than the other platforms at the present. We've got over 30 people watching there right now. I remember back in the day I was getting like one, you know, and then I got to two and I was like, I doubled my audience, you know, and a lot of that is actually thanks to, what were they called? The Rise Above podcast. Yes. Any of you guys in the chat room there from the Rise Above podcast, man, those guys were great. That was like one of the most fun shows like Virch ever, bro. Those guys were so freaking amazing. They helped me get over the 1,000 subscriber mark, so I was able to enable the super chats as well. Just like, man, that really means something to me, and so glad for those of you who came across and subscribed to my channel when we did that on that show. That was just so wonderful, and I'm grateful to have all you guys here too. You know, everybody needs to not be so possessive and be all about sharing and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, so good. And we've got so many stalwarts and people who are constantly tuning into the show. Debbie Lacey and DK Spiracy, to name but a few. And mandatory myocarditis, of course. Of course. Lovely to see you there, man. And all the new people that are joining us. Crunchy Tacos has been has been a bit of fun in the chat, hasn't he? And Donna Lee, Total Domination, all of you guys, Beach Baby, D'Angelo, Kyle John, and guys, yeah, just thank you so much for joining us in the chat room. Thank you for contributing to the show. Just, I'm all full of gratitude today. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies, gentlemen, fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but so much worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show, where the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists is Vinnie's jokes.